Today is the 4th of July, and there are things that are happening all over that somewhat dismisses things like this. Patriotism has been kind of passe. It's like, we don't need that. I'm going to tell you what, we do need that. We who are sitting or standing right here have been helped because of those who were patriotic and who took upon themselves to bring something right and good and holy back into this thing we call the world. It has been 239 years since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So naturally, enthusiasm for July 4th celebrations has diminished over there. Been there, done that. How many vacations do you go to the same place? Now, some people do, but for the biggest part, you go to a vacation and you say next, you know, you're on your way back and you're planning. How many of you do that? You're planning the next one. And so next year, we're going to go over here, and we're going to go have a big fun over here. We're going to go over yonder, and we're going to do this again. That's kind of what things like the lesson on July the 4th here. It's like, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Let's go somewhere else. That's not the way it works. We're in a country that has more liberty than most other countries in the world. There are places you dare not go. There's places in Shreveport, Louisiana, at night, you dare not go. Recent years, educators have focused on America's flagrant flaws, not the deep personal goodness of our nation, but the flaw. Well, what do you mean? Well, we had slavery. Did we or did we not in this country have slavery? How many slaves do you have today? We don't have slaves. Did we have slaves? Yes. Do we have them now? No. As a result of all of that stuff, slavery, greed, leadership at the highest level seemed to be pulling America down, not up. As a result, we have pretty much ignored our nation's accomplishments. There are some great things that have happened in this nation. And you might be well adjusted to hear that there are other people in other parts of the world that would love to live here and be a part of here. Much of our youth are ignorant of America's unique spiritual heritage and have little concept of what our nation was intended to be. I love this nation. I don't want to go to Cuba. If you go to Cuba, just bless your little heart. I am not going to Cuba. I kind of have a hard time going to the northern states in the United States. Because there's people up there that beat up on people. Big killings every day. Does that happen here? Yes. You know why? Because it was introduced to us. We didn't have that for the longest. We slipped a long way from founding fathers and their willingness to pledge their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for the freedom and the spirit that permeates so many of people in this country. In recent years, there's been some Christian leaders who have contributed to the anti-patriotic spirit by preaching that any kind of patriotic expression in a church service is inappropriate. They're saying that. It doesn't take a lot of work to get a shovel full of dirt. Is that true? But that's all that's spewing out of people. It's nothingness. They argue that since we worship God alone, it's a idolatry to pay honor to the nation. And since God loves people of every tongue, let me ask you this. Did God create every person who's ever been born? Did He give rules to those same people? And our rules are somewhat different than others because of cultures and whatever, but we are still bound by rules. I think we'd do well this 4th July weekend to study Psalm 33, verses 12 to 15. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people He chose for His inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down and sees mankind from His dwelling place. He watches all who live on the earth. He who forms the hearts of all who considers everything they do. So on this July the 4th time period that we're in right now, believers living in the United States of America would do well to underscore four principles from this passage. All cultures are not created equal. Do you believe that's true? Just what people alone eat in other places keeps me in Myra, Louisiana. I've got a goat. I still hadn't eaten. But I have to honor what God gives us. All cultures are not spiritually equal. They do not have the same concept. Some nations honor the Lord, some don't. God, not me, not you, chose to destroy Sodom and spare Nineveh. Why did He spare Nineveh? Any nation that honors the Lord is promised His blessing. That's why that's important. We need to honor God and honor the nation in which we live. If you don't like it here, the door is open. And if you get militant about it, we'll even help you find the door because there's no room to have that. I want to be able to say, my country 'tis of thee. I want to hear those words. Any nation that honors the Lord is promised His blessing. And since the Lord sees all of mankind, He promises to bless every nation that will honor Him as their God. It's appropriate for the nation that God blesses. It's appropriate to give thanks for that. We ought to be thankful every day. Since the Lord is on our side when we're in His embrace, the Bible will tell us that every good and perfect gift comes from whom? God. Well, I tell you what, I did a lot of translating in that Bible. God ordered it. America's a long way from being perfect. I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's a really good gift that we still have. The believers, I know, are not so shallow as to imagine that God is doing something inappropriate. There are people that want to get up and do some crazy things to try to say, this is the God I serve. There are believers that are so shallow that they imagine God waving an American flag. You know, God does not wave an American flag. Do y'all know that? Could God wave one if He wanted to? Yes, He could. Can God prompt it in other people to do it? Yes. God gets things done one way or the other, and He will do it right. It's not idolatry to give thanks for the blessings of our nation any more than it is idolatrous to give thanks to God for the blessing of our families on Mother's Day or any other kind of day. No nation in the world has ever been more blessed than the United States of America. We have been blessed beyond what we should have had. It's also been blessed with outstanding things like a government system that has well for over 200 years, though it has its problems and flaws. What has started to happen is it started to be messed with, tinkered with, to where it's not the same as it was. When this nation started, it started and it intended to start and keep in that mode, not for somebody to come up here and go over here and change it somewhere. I don't want to live that way. We have been so blessed. Why have we been so blessed? Because God is behind every righteous and good thing that comes to Him. I'm not going to tell you that because we're Church of Christ, somebody in another expression of faith over here is going to miss God because he looks at the nation a different way. We're not necessarily more industrious than others, and we certainly are not more deserving in this world. We're blessed not because of all of our goodness. We're blessed because God was honored in the founding of our country, and he has kept that promise. The fact that this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles is evident in the early documents and inscriptions on historic buildings and monuments and things that can't be denied. Have you ever gone on a trip somewhere to the big house, you know, the big White House, and have you ever seen all of that? Listen, not about who we are. It's about whose we are, and God will take care of us. Another principle that's evident in Psalm 33 is that God will remove his hand of blessing from a nation if that nation forsakes him. Somebody said, well, they'd never do that in the United States. You want to bet? Now, I'm not a betting person. I've never been a bettor, but I'm going to tell you what. You mess with God, you find yourself on the dark side because he won't tolerate that. Psalm 9:17, the wicked go down to the realm of the dead, all the nations that forget God. Boy, there ought to be some remembrance going on right now. Saluting the flag, standing at attention during the national anthem, singing God Bless America, voting faithfully are not the most important patriotic things we can do in this country, though they are important. We help America most by living the precepts God calls us to live. You believe that's true? God doesn't care whether you're white or black or brown or red or what. He is concerned if you are in his embrace. We help America most by living a godly life, for God loves righteousness and justice. So says Psalm 33:5. Some who sneer at nationalistic pride do so because they're convinced that the only solution to global problems is a one-world government. That is one of the hideous things that's trying to move in this world. If you can't fix it in all the different places in the world, what makes you think you can put it all in one place and it'll work? Some who sneer at nationalistic pride do because they are convinced the only solution is do it the way the other people in the world do it. Bible predicts that any attempt to govern without God is doomed to fail, and it will happen. We wait and hope for the Lord. He's our help. He's our shield. In Him, our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Psalm 33:16-22. No king is saved by the size of his army. I didn't write this. You didn't write this. This is coming out of God's mind, and he's written it down. No king is saved by the size of his army. But boy, we got the biggest army in the world. I seem to remember there was one little old shaggy-legged boy named David that killed a giant with a slingshot. Now, did David kill that giant, or did God do that and just use him to do it? That's the way God works. No warrior escapes his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all of its great strength, it cannot save. The eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those who hope in his unfailing love to deliver them from death, to keep them alive in a famine. We wait in the hope for the Lord. He is our help. He's our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even when we put our hope in you. Do you know what God has done? Are there crooked people in Washington, D.C.? Are there crooked people anywhere in Arkansas? What about Alabama? Are we judged by who we are and what we do? And will we stand before an almighty God and give an account of what we do or what we did? Does the Bible say anything about that? You know what? I have seen video where people drop things, and the people that dropped it didn't see it, and so these other people see it and just scoop it up and put it in their bag or wherever. You see any of that on TV or people doing that? What should you do if that person dropped their bag or whatever and you noticed it? What should you do? Say, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, you. And they come back and you give them their stuff. But there's people that if you just drop it a little bit, they go, that's theirs. That's not the way God does it. We are in this thing together, and we come into a covenant with Jesus Christ. And listen to me. Let me tell you this. Every one of us are broken. Some of you are sweeter than cherry pie, but you're still broken. I'm broken. Especially Alan's broken because he hangs out with me. But here's what I know. Because of the promise of God, if I will do the best I can do, knowing that God knows I'm going to mess up, I have a covenant with him, and he honors that covenant, and I will die in his embrace, as you will as well. You cannot beat this deal. You hear me? And we get to have this kind of thing on a Sunday or a Wednesday or any day we pick. And we can walk in this room, or we can be at our own house or plowing in the garden, and we can sing songs of faith all day long if we want to. We can call people on the phone saying, can you pray with me? You can do all of that stuff. Because we have the freedom that was paid for in blood by people who said, what you're doing of other countries is not right, and we're not going to allow that to happen. That's why you have wars, and when the war is over, things are better. Is that kind of how that works out? But in God's embrace, with his care and with his desire for us, he lets us be people who can say things like, my country 'tis of thee, great land of liberty, of thee I sing. Sing that, would you?